For many, courage is the key to great leadership. Courageous leaders and organizations can change the world and get to those opportunities on the other side of fear. Author, professional speaker, and thought leader in courage, Simon Eakin, joins me now in studio for a masterclass on courage. Simon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Simon, how did you become a thought leader in courage?
Well, courage really is, it's something that we all, you know, kind of need and require. And very often, of course, when I talk to people about courage, you know, invariably the response is, ooh, you know, yes. I need some of that, or yes. I need more of that, or something like that. So my history is that I was formerly a British Army officer, and I bicycled from one end of Africa to the other. And I've been in the kind of leadership and personal development game for the last 18 years. But funnily enough, it was an event that happened on a bus in London, late one night, where I was in a queue waiting. It was about 11:30 in a place called Brixton in South London, which has a reputation for having some of the kind of worst crime statistics in London, all the associated behaviour that goes along with it. And we were in the queue, and there was lots of chatting and conversation, as there is at 11:30 on a Friday night.
Yes.
And then we piled into the bus, and everyone fell completely and utterly silent.
Sure.
And I wondered, why does this happen? Why do we do that? If it were a bunch of seven-year-olds,
yes.
You know, it'd be a riot, right? You know, lots of chatting and conversations, and it was just such an extreme contrast between the two. And I thought to myself, what is this and why do we do this as human beings? Because I was doing it as well, right? And then I just had this idea, it's fear, you know? Fear of being vulnerable, fear of being too much of this, not enough of that, what will people think of me if I get it wrong? And so it's much easier just to keep quiet and not risk ourselves.
Yes.
And so then I had this crazy idea, which was to stand up and make a speech.
In the bus.
In the bus, yes. I wasn't drunk and I wasn't talking about religion.
Hopefully.
I was sober. and I got up and I made a speech. And I said, you know, why is it that we're so quiet when we've got so much to talk about, and all that conversation just evaporated the moment we got into the bus. And I started speaking, and stuff just started
coming out,
you know. It was just the most extraordinary thing, because, you know, one of the things that came out was, as I was just, didn't know what was going to show up, was I said to the audience, you know, this was in 1999, I said, you know, think about Nelson Mandela, for example. You know, what's the difference between Nelson Mandela, me, and you? And I said, nothing, really.
Nothing.
You know, we're made of the same flesh and blood. We're all human beings, so what's different? And I said, you know, really, he had a commitment. And he never gave up, regardless of how tough it got. And most of us, we give up. You know, we have a gym program.
Yes.
And then, you know, 2 days into it, we quit. You know, relationship gets a bit hard. We'll go find another one, you know.
Mm.
And so I conducted this speech. And by the time I got off the bus, about 8 minutes later, this community had kind of exploded into conversation and interaction. It was a combination of being at a stand-up comedy club on a Friday and a kind of some really lively, you know, convention. And I was hooked, and I thought, wow, you know, if I can do that with all my doubts and fears and worries that I have as a human being, then anything is possible. And then, so that's how it started. And since then I've done, you know, hundreds and hundreds of talks, both professionally and otherwise. And I really, what I'm hoping to do is to walk the talk. You know, confront my own fear, face and learn about my own courage, because I'm extremely fearful. I'm just like you or anyone else.
But Simon, is your definition of courage based only on fear? What is courage?
Well, courage, if you look at the word, that's always a good place to start, right? So cor is from the Latin heart.
All right.
And age means movement. So it's movement from the heart. You know, very often we say things like, you know, my heart says this, or my gut feel says that, or I wish I'd listened to my...
But I'm too scared.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from a spiritual perspective, you know, it's where kind of God resides, if you like, you know, but we don't listen to our hearts. We listen so much to our heads, and our heads are like tricksters. You know, yes. They can play all sorts of tricks on us. So really what I say is that courage is being fearful, i.e. uncomfortable.
Okay.
Uncomfortable. And doing it anyway. So really my take on courage is just to repeat that, because it's really, really important, is to be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the club, you know. And now what am I going to do? Because it's the doing that's going to make the difference. Am I going to be scared? Am I going to shake? Am I all of that? Absolutely, because that's my humanity. And it's really the key is like to courage is what I'm thinking of difficult, awkward, uncomfortable, embarrassing? If those lights are ticked, you're in the right ballpark, and there you go.
But Simon, talking about courage in the business world,
yes,
a lot of business leaders talk about leadership, sales, innovation,
yes,
all qualities that emanate from courage. Because in order for you to be a great salesman, you get rejected a couple of times, and that takes courage.
Yes.
In order for you to be a good leader, you need to make unpopular decisions, and that takes courage.
Yes.
And the same thing can be said for innovation, for you to come up with ideas that are groundbreaking, but at the same time are defying the traditions, and that takes courage.
Yes.
How important is courage in the business world?
Oh, it's essential. It's not only, I would say, it's essential. I'm maybe a little bit biased because I'm so passionate about this subject, but I think it's Winston Churchill, who wrote a lot and has obviously a reputation around courage, he said, courage is the most important of all the virtues, for upon it, everything else depends. And you'll see people like Maya Angelou and Nelson Mandela and hundreds of people give their own version of something like that. Because mostly our egos and our identities are not interested in courage. We just much rather just, you know, keep it safe, keep it neat, you know, risk-free.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we don't grow, we don't learn, and we don't expand ourselves as human beings. So, you know, the interesting thing is, and I think it's such a brilliant idea that you're doing this program, you know, the soft skills. You know,
yes.
I think when I think of soft skills, I think of like the brain, right?
Yes.
The brain is made of soft stuff, you know. and the soft stuff is actually the hard stuff.
That's true.
And the hard stuff is the soft stuff. So, you know, if you take sales, you know, I mean, how difficult is it, right? I mean, you know, I've got a product, you know, you might want to buy it or might not. Hey, I've got a product, would you like, are you interested? And you'll say yes or no, and if you say no, I go on to the next person. If you say yes, we say, how many would you like? And it's really easy. So I think it's easy to do the hard stuff.
Yes.
And that just, you know, you see countless amounts of, you know, sales courses and all that kind of stuff. The bit that's missing is transferring that knowledge into action. Because it means taking a risk.
So, Simon, what are people afraid of?
Everything.
That's true, though.
Everything. I mean, right now I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I'm talking to you, and I'm really enjoying it, by the way. You know, like, but also there's this quiver of what I call kind of ubiquitous nervousness. You know, like everywhere, like little voice in my head at the back. I'm just observing it, right, going, oh, you know, I hope you're doing all right. Is it okay?
What are they going to think of what I'm saying?
All of that stuff. And then I think the important is just to notice it, not to do anything about it. That's the real key. You know, transformation is allowing things to be as opposed to trying to change things. Because when you try to change things, that doesn't work. So when I said everything, I really mean everything, you know. And I'll give you an example. So I remember I had a client who was a publisher. And he wanted to go into a venture with someone. I was coaching him, and he was clear that he needed to put this number on the table for this investor partner, and he knew that that's what there was to do. And then he just wasn't doing it. And I was like, we kind of dug a bit and inquired, and I said to him, you're like, have you asked him? Have you just asked him? You know, like, would you like to put this money into the business?
And he went,
no, I haven't. He'd been talking about it for months.
Sure.
Strategizing, maybe this, maybe that. So I said, look, okay, you ready to go? Like, just ask the question, what's the worst that could happen? And the worst that could happen invariably is just not that bad.
Yes.
I mean, we're not going to die. We're really not going to die, right? So he went into the meeting, he asked the question, he walked out with a 5 million rand investment.
Really?
Just having the courage to go, okay, well, what's the worst that could happen? Let me take a risk.
So, Simon, what are the misconceptions around courage? Are there any? If someone stands up against their boss or decides to defy what is deemed as normal, is
yes.
that courage?
Well, there's huge misconceptions about courage. So I'm a professional speaker and a thought leader on courage. Wow, that's great. You know, and then, so I have these conversations with people and they say, what do you do? And I say, well, I'm a teacher of courage. And they go, wow, that's so great. You know, we need lots of it around here, or you know, we could do with it. And there's huge enthusiasm.
Yes.
But the problem is people relate to it like something that it's not. So what I'm trying to do is promote courage, that it's here now. It's not, you see, most people, when they think about courage, they think of maybe battlefields or, you know, Saving Private Ryan or, you know, some really kind of hectic thing. But that's what I term bravery. So I draw a distinction between bravery and courage. Bravery is when people do extraordinary things. And it's kind of like our physiology just takes over. You know, mothers will lift a car to protect their child, and they'll go back and try and lift it the next morning. No chance. No way, right? Yes. Kind of the, you know. So bravery is when we just do stuff. You and I will do stuff, extraordinary stuff, if, you know, our children's lives are threatened or something of that nature, right? But courage is something different. Courage is more, it's a moral stance. It's like, this is right for me. It's not right that my boss continues to speak to me like that. Mm-hmm. I've got to have this conversation. There's a risk in that. I might get fired. Well, yes. You know what? If I get fired, well, actually, I'm just not on the right job anyway, right? And there'll be plenty of others. So then, you know, it takes the courage to trust. Trust the process that it's going to be okay, you know. Sure. So really my thing is like everyday courage. What are the things that you can do today? There are things that you and I can do today just with a little bit of awareness and a little bit of creativity that could really just change our lives.
Simon, last words of encouragement.
Last words of encouragement. Give it a go. Give it a go. And I'll leave you with a little mnemonic that I've created called DARE. So I dare you.
Yes.
I dare you. You. And the dare that I'll issue with is that the D is decision. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons we don't really, you know, optimize our potential is that we don't make decisions.
We don't.
And if you look at the word decide, C-I-D-E ends in the same four letters as homicide, genocide, fratricide, pesticide. It means to kill off. So when you make a decision, you're killing off the alternatives. You're saying, okay, I've got enough now. I know I'm just going to go for it. And so that's the D. And then the A is action, which once you made a decision, it only becomes a decision when you act on it.
Right.
And then, so that's the D and the A. And then the R is the result. You get whatever result you get. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it's always an absolutely honorable result because you've taken a risk and you've taken a leap.
That decision.
And then the E is to evaluate, like, oh, okay, that worked well, or that didn't work so well, like that. So I dare you,
and
give
you
it a shot.
Start all over again. Yes. Simon, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an interesting chat, and we hope to have you again on the show.
Thank you very much.
And that was Simon Eakin, author, professional speaker, and thought leader in courage.